Olden in the Way, Sisters. Laugh and Learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. As we tell it like it is, the way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms. And I have to remind you, with limited time left, we've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders. Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that.
Yep.
How can you account for an amazing coincidence? Well, you say, this must mean something. But then you think, at least I do, there is no meaning. How can this be happening? Anyway, that's what I thought when I met my new neighbor. I live in nowhere, Wisconsin, in the woods, near a town of 750. Nowhere. My new neighbor, Pam, it turns out I had met her in Chicago several years before she moved here.
Really?
Yeah, we were vendors at a wholesale craft show, and she was a buyer for an art supply store.
Wow.
We had had no contact since the show.
Amazing.
But there she was, suddenly, right across the road one day.
In nowhere.
Yeah,
that
in nowhere.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Meant to be? I don't know. Okay, here's another one. Oddly, on two occasions, I saw an old high school classmate walking alongside a sidewalk in Chicago. In different places. This was
Chicago.
This is Bill Wally, in case
you're
listening, Bill. So we pulled over and said hi. Then on a third occasion, I was dining at a restaurant in Chicago again, and there was the same person, Bill Wally. He attended our 50th class reunion, and he's now a pastor. We didn't hang out that night. But I can do much better than that. We were in Thailand at a very modest hotel. In the tiny kitchen, you could have instant coffee, which seems odd for a place like Vietnam. A Vietnamese woman sat at the same little table, and she struck up a conversation. "Yes, we're from the USA." "Where?" she asks. "Oh, a place called Wisconsin in the middle of the country." "I'm from Wisconsin," she says.
"Really?"
She doesn't sound like she's from Wisconsin. She explains that she lives in Wausau, Wisconsin, and studies English as a second language. So we say, "Do you know Joyce Kurth?" "Oh, Joycey! I love Joycey! Joycey is my dear friend." And there we were, you know, half a world away. It just blew my mind. Okay, here's another one. This is really amazing. We are in Mérida, Mexico, a city of maybe 6 million people.
Oh, no, 6 million.
Okay, we're at an outdoor craft sale. Mark, my husband, looks around and spots a handsome young man with a beard, with what looks like his wife and two kids. Now, Mark himself has a dense beard. I have never even seen his chin or chins, or lack of chin, in over 40 years. So he approached this man, and he said that he's seen very few men with beards in Mexico. "Why is that?" he asked politely. The man said that beards confirm a Spanish ancestry. He claims that he's kind of ashamed of this heritage. He asks if we're from the States. We have the same nowhere Wisconsin conversation with him. And guess what? He's been to Wisconsin. He's been to a small town very close to us.
Which one?
Prairie du Chien.
Oh, Viroqua. Wow.
He sold wooden carvings of birds of prey at the Hawkwatch Festival in I think it's either Prairie du Chien or Lansing. We were impressed.
Mm-hmm.
He had some of his work, his carved birds, in a store there. Guess what? It was our daughter's store.
Your daughter's store?
Yeah. Abby had a store in
Wow.
McGregor. That's where it is, in McGregor. Oh, Abby, he cried. I email her all the time.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, this is unbelievable. This was too much. So when we got home, we excitedly told Abby about meeting him, and all she said was, "What? He's married?"
Oh, no.
Okay, then. After something like that, I feel like I was guided or maybe pulled by an invisible string.
Oh, a long string.
To the play. Yeah. Going back to another podcast for you uninitiated. I was pulled by an invisible string to the place and the person and that incredible connection. And yet, the coincidences I've described to you can't be based on anything but chance.
Yes.
Can they? So you said you really couldn't think of...
I know, and I finally thought of one when my other half, Mike, and I rode our motorcycles out to Yellowstone. We were in Cody, Wyoming. We pulled into a motel. We got the room. We were unloading our motorcycle bags. And next to us, there was another couple. And they were on a motorcycle. And they were from the same town as us.
I know who it is. Barb.
No.
No?
No, it was a man and his wife.
Okay, but you did meet
that's
my friend,
right.
Barb.
Yes, okay. So
Sarnowski.
I took my motorcycle out to Maine by myself, and I was coming back, and I went, I was outside of Chicago, and I was tired. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to go to the other side of Chicago and stop. And I had gotten some gas, went in to pay for it, and when I came out, there were a bunch of other motorcycles at the same gas station. And one of them was your friend Barb, who I also knew because you introduced me to her. And she said, why don't you just come along with us? And I said, okay. And so I rode all the way back. I must have ridden 700 miles that day and got all the way back to Sparta. And I couldn't believe it.
She talks about it every now and then to me, you know, or she'll say, I listened to your podcast. I know you both.
Wow.
But that reminded me of another kind of a small coincidence. But I think we were in a restaurant in California and there was something on the menu that had morels in it. Morels are a mushroom that only grows in very few areas in the United States.
It grows around here.
People go out and look for them. And
$40 a pound.
Yeah, they sell them for quite a bit, and they're highly desirable for some kinds of cuisine. So morels were on the menu, and when the waitress came, we said, oh, yeah, these grow right around where we live. And she said, well, where do you live? And we said, well, you know, nowhere, Wisconsin, one of those again. And she said, oh, I think I've been there. Isn't there a place where you rent canoes and go down the Kickapoo River, and then you go back to Rockin' Bar and have their chicken on a Sunday? Yeah, okay, fine.
Wow.
Yeah. Nowhere, Wisconsin. It's big. I think it's really big. Nancy and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious. Some are just our crazy opinions. We hope you enjoy our show. Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Mama gets. Bump, bump.